Coach Joe Glenn, USD Coyotes, and we're finally here. We're finally at Media Day, which means that you got that game against Oregon. It's coming up in just a couple of weeks, and great time of the year.
Yeah, this is exciting. Everybody's now on a dead sprint to get their team ready for the first game, and we're no different. And I think we're really solid in almost every area. I think we have athletes in the secondary, but I don't think we're quite ready to name starting secondary yet until we maybe have a couple scrimmages. And we've scrimmaged a little bit, but now we need to get a little more work in and a couple game-type scrimmages before we name. But I'm feeling pretty good about, you know, 8, 10, 12 kids in the secondary. They're athletes that redshirted and have been here or transferred in from a four-year school or junior college transfers or been here for spring. And now we've got some guys. It's just now getting the mix, getting the right mix to gel and getting what I call guys that are in the mix.
When we've talked to you the last couple of years, you said that you needed birthdays, and even just talking to a couple people coming in, this team's got a different feel than just a couple of years ago. Do you get the sense that you're finally building this program to what you want it to be and what it should be?
Well, time will tell. I get that feeling, but we got to prove it, you know, and we got to prove to the coaches in our league that we're not, you know, a doormat. We're not the eighth place team in this league, and we showed, you know, at times last year that we could play with anybody. We need to win some close games. We need to make plays at the end of games to win, and instead of letting the other team make plays on us to win. And we're close. We just got to get over the hump. And I thought we were over the hump last year at Northern Iowa when we won the double overtime, and we ran and threw and ran and won it. And then we took a couple injuries in the backfield, and that was the end. And we had no running game to speak of. And so I think we're more depth at almost every place on the team. So time will tell. But, yeah, we do have something to prove, and we'll prove it to ourselves and prove other people wrong that picked us down low again.
Look at that poll, and from watching you guys last year, there were so many of those games that are just one or two plays away, and those losses turns into wins. Do you look at that eighth place, and I mean, do you guys use that as motivation, or do you just say, you know, it's an opinion, it's just what somebody thinks, it's really not indicative of who we are?
Of course it's motivation, what people think of you. And some of the best motivation I've ever seen is trying to prove somebody wrong that didn't think I was worthy. We've all been there at some point in our life, whether it's in a job or somebody didn't think you could do the job. And long story short, we have something to prove, and we have a chip on our shoulder, and we need to go out and prove it.
What are the strengths of this team? You said you feel pretty good. You were talking about the secondary. How about offensively? I know you got four healthy tailbacks. You got four good backs. You got a quarterback who's got half a system or half a year under his belt. You got a sophomore wide receiver that you pulled the red shirt from, and Riley Donovan. How about your offense? What are you feeling about those guys?
Well, that should be the strength of this team. As far as, you know, we have a whole new secondary coming in. Everybody on offense has played. They're all lettermen. The whole front, other than our center, Sam McLaren, who might be one of the best, they've all played. And that's the hard part. You got to have the big guys up front. We've got some tight ends that have played and lettered, and a freshman kid coming in that can stretch the field, Aaron Ramsey. So, and when you talk about wideouts, we moved Josh Vandermont, not a quarterback, but put him at wideout. He's now had a year to play wide receiver, to study the position, to go through installation at wideout. He's special. He really is a good receiver, and time will bear that out. He's fast. He's tall. He weighs about 215 pounds. And he's not alone. Riley Donovan had a big year last year as a freshman. And we've got a couple transfers that have come in, a couple kids that have redshirted and worked their way up to bat within our program. And got some tall guys, some fast guys, and I'm looking forward to the offense carrying it early. And we're going to have to score some points. And our quarterback can spin it with anybody. He got in, what, the fourth game of the year last year, and then was second in the league in passing, just barely beat. So he now got a year under his belt, and he is our guy. You'll see Kevin's better. He's ready to go, and he can hit the ball in some spots that a lot of quarterbacks can't.